it's Enter the Show.
Yeah, it's Enter the Show EP.
Explain what it is for people that don't know. You know, like this is a special edition show where we highlight some of the artists that we've had on our show so far in 2010. We're going to take you back for those of you that weren't with us or something like that.
Kylie said it best. There we go. And we, as we go further down to the EP, like Kylie said, we are going to get you caught up with everything Enter the Show, especially these artists that have been on the show.
First up, my girl, the beautiful Emily Wells. She infuses hip-hop and classical music.
And here's what she had to say about her musical selection.
Well, basically, I base my instrument selection on cuteness and travelability. So, nice.
And color.
Yeah, that's really all I care about. No, I'm pretty fascinated with sound in general, and the most trying to find a way to make those sounds happen, both live and in the studio.
Shell EP.
That was Symphony Number 6 by Emily Wells off of her Dirty EP.
We have a few of these Dirty EPs autographed. To learn more on how to get a hold of one,
now all you got to do is just email us djturtle2rs@entertheshell.com and we'll fill you in on the details of that. Now, currently, Emily Wells has been working with Dan the Automator. You might recognize Dan. He's the producer for the Gorillaz. Emily and Dan will be announcing a project very soon.
We're very excited to hear what's going on with that. To find out more on Emily Wells, check out her MySpace page. That's myspace.com/Emily Wells.
The second artist we have coming up is Eugene and the 1914. They're out of Long Beach, and we had a chance to sit down with Eugene and talk about the troubles he had on making the album Troubles.
Yeah, it was pretty hard for me to get everything back because the company that I was with, New Line, the record company, merged with Warner Brothers, and then it was not really, like, it was kind of out of my hands. It was lawyers talking to lawyers, and not really what I do, but I did eventually get it back, and we're putting it out, and super psyched about it. Sometimes I think of my final day, knowing some things will have to change. Would you be my one and only? Hold me to show me I'm sending you my love today.
Should I Fall off Eugene and the 1914's album Troubles, which is now available.
Now, currently, Eugene and the 1914 have added two new members to their lineup. They're playing in Long Beach for the entire month of April, so check them out. Also, check out their MySpace for tour dates and times. That's myspace.com/EugeneTheBand.
While on their MySpace, find out why they've chosen 1914 as the magical year. Well, our next artist is not only beautiful, talented, smart, funny, amazing. Well, the list can go on and on, but you catch my drift. I was totally smitten with Lucy Schwartz, and this is what she had to tell us about her new video, Gravity.
Well, I have another music video coming out, interpretive dance music video. I love to dance, and so I figured, why not put it on tape?
I know why it
That was the song Gravity off of Lucy Schwartz's EP, Help Me, Help Me, Help Me, which you can get on iTunes for $2.99. Now you're getting five songs for $3. You can't go wrong with that. Also, check out her new music video for Gravity, and you're going to see Lucy Schwartz performing in this video. It's really cool. You should check it out.
Heck yeah, and if you want to see her perform live, she's going to be in Hermosa Beach on April 2nd. So for more dates on Lucy Schwartz and some more information, just log on to her MySpace. That's myspace.com/LucySong. And just announced she's actually going to be part of the Lilith Fair. We set off O10 with a big old bang. Our first interview was with Joey Winter from the band Steel Wells. Joey shared with us his influences. He really likes Boston and the Beatles, and so do I. The Steel Wells were just awarded Best Song from Orange County Music Awards. Congratulations, guys.
Here's what Joey had to say about Orange County music and how it's transitioning into Los Angeles music. Huh. Let's see.
It's a little difficult. It's not easy to get to play into L.A. When you're from Orange County. You know, some of the stigma on Orange County bands is not that good, and I think as of the last few years, there's been some really great music come out of Orange County, and I just think it's kind of spilling over into L.A., so I see it as a really great thing. We're kind of sharing, you know, with the people over there as well.
Captain knows he's hauling too much gold. We told him so. Now down to the depths we go. Now we're sitting here waiting on the port side of hell, while we're staring down the barrel of a dark steel well. Can we sink our sail?
That was Steel Wells with their song El Captain off their EP Shallow on the Draft. The Steel Wells also won Best Artist in Orange County at the Orange County Music Awards. They're going to be touring all over Long Beach in April. Also, April 24th, they're going to be in LA at the Hotel Cafe.
They're really busy in April, so make sure you check them out. Go to their MySpace to get more information on Orange County's best new artists. MySpace.com/The Steel Wells.
Also wanted to mention, this EP does come with a companion blog. We love our bloggers. That's where you can get info on all these artists, as well as where you can buy their EPs. Now, if you want to hear the full interviews from these artists, make sure you log on to entertheshell.com. Also, you can read a piece that we did on Beth Thornley.
Now, Beth Thornley is currently having a great year. She is the finalist for the International Songwriting Contest. Good luck to her.
This next song we're going to hear is Wash You Clean by Beth Thornley. You can download Wash You Clean from her website, BethThornley.com. So if you want to get this song for free, I suggest you log on to her website, BethThornley.com.
And, you know, while you're there, while you're checking her out, make sure you pick up her album with the title track, Wash You Clean. How many times can we say, wash you clean, wash you clean?
Wash you clean.
Wash you clean. About 50 times, I think I said it.
I think I should go wash you clean.
Yeah. Also, thanks to the artists and their labels for contributing to the EP. And, you know, watch out for our next EP. It's going to be coming soon. And it looks like we're out of here.
And I want you to explain to me what an EP is.
An EP, okay, real quick. An EP, there's two differences. There's an EP, an LP, and there is a record. Now, traditionally, records go between 12 to 13 songs. An EP goes between 4 and 5 songs, while an LP, which is, I think it's considered long play, right? Mm-hmm. That goes between 6 and 8 songs.
So what's EP stand for?
Extended play.
Oh.
So this is the extended play Enter the Shell edition, a special edition where we're highlighting the best.
Exactly, the best that have been on our show. And, you know, keep on checking back with us to find out what artists we have in store for you. Until next time, or until next EP, we are out of here. Later.
See ya. Bye.